right, and welcome back to the show. I'm very excited because it is now time for the
Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e aratake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Oh, I really love working that in unnecessarily complicatedly. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Liam.
How are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I'm well. How's life?
Oh, so good. Yep. So good. Yep. The sun is shining. Everything is going so well.
Well, you know, that's a great attitude considering the book in front of you is called Bright Young Woman, and we need some positivity in the world.
Let me slowly ruin that for you. Bright Young Woman, yes, the book is called Bright Young Woman. It's got this very, like, poppy, I would say, like, maybe 70s cover. It looks super. It is a mystery crime novel. You wouldn't expect it from the cover, but I kind of like that. I like that it's unexpected. It's by Jessica Knoll, and it is a historical crime mystery novel. It's got a couple of timelines, so it's set in it's mostly set in the 70s, but in the 70s there's two timelines going on. There's 1978 following a character called Pamela who is the sole witness of a horrific crime and violent a murderous crime in her sorority house in a Florida university. And then kind of 4 years before that, it follows two women, one of whom goes missing in Washington State. And if you know your serial killers, if you know your history a bit, you'll recognize that this is like the crimes that take place in this book are based on real life.
Yeah, they're inspired by it.
The characters' names are changed, and the characters are characters as opposed to based on the real life victims. But but it is based on Ted Bundy's kind of final crimes. I know, real grim, but in the title Bright Young Woman, that's kind of a play on what one judge called him, a bright young man, which is so messed up. But it, like, in this book,
who did a judge really call him that?
I don't know. But this book takes those kind of tropes of true crime and serial killer obsession, and it kind of takes all of that and then puts the story firmly back in the hands of the victims, and like really kind of elevates them and lets them, you know, tell their own stories and kind of all, like, you really recognize and see all of the things that were lost by you know, these misogynist men that just feel like they can take what they want.
Yeah.
And I know that that's all very grim, but this book is, I mean, it's so cleverly done. The writer, she's so in control of that story. She really is very careful to play the violence is done really very, it's very well done because it doesn't, I didn't come away feeling traumatized, which, you know, sometimes you read those, you're like, oh, this is gratuitous. It was so cleverly done. It's so so beautifully written, where it is enough to let you know, like, just the true horror and the true, like, scale of these kind of things. Mm. But kind of, it's written in a way that kind of looks after and protects as well. It's really clever. The plot moves really pacily. There's lots of mystery. There's a third timeline which is set kind of in the current day where Pamela is reflecting on what has happened to her. And it's so beautifully done because it's like these reflections on kind of like on trauma and the things that we lose in that learning, but also it ends kind of hopefully. I was just amazed by it. There's the courtroom stuff, there's the mystery, there's all this kind of family saga. Each of the characters is so well drawn and so expansive. There's so much in each of their lives. So all of these timelines are just woven together with such skill. It's a real page turner.
Oh, wow.
It's just absorbed and horrified and also like ultimately left quite hopeful. So yeah, it was a great read. It was a great read.
Because you can, yeah, as you mentioned, like definitely books like that, you can be, you can finish it feeling quite heavy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there definitely is that, but it just like, it got me thinking, it's like such a good critique on kind of that obsession with true crime and where that comes from, like what kind of place that comes from. And
you know, I always think about that because I do personally like true crime and I always think about where that comes from.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
odd?
Yeah. It's real odd. And like, just like the scale of the like the loss and who's hurt in those situations.
Yeah.
It's always overwhelmingly woman, and like to be kind of obsessed with that
It's
like, oh, what is that about? But this book kind of turns all of that on its head and goes, yeah, like we can be interested and we can be fascinated by this stuff, but the story belongs to the victims and the story this is just a gross man.
Like, that's so interesting you say that, because that's another thing I always think about, is how like the narrative with any true crime we ever watch is like at the end of the day, the story's about the victims, and like, let's not forget the victims. But like, the reason all this is made and all the marketing for that sort of thing is around the killer.
Yeah, it's And in this one, you don't hear about his life. You don't hear about any of it. You just, like, it's all firmly the story of...
That's so cool.
The woman. It's great. It's, and it's a real page-turner, and it really excels in, like, if you're into mystery, just as a genre, it really excels in that.
Are you, like, a true crime person?
No, personally? Not really. Oh, okay. Not really. Okay, like, it's a bit too spooky for me. But I know enough to have seen all of this and been what's that about? What's that obsession about? And it really, it critiques like the media involvement and all of that as well.
Oh,
it's just great.
Very interesting.
Great. Yeah.
Now, big night tonight.
Big night tonight at Scorpio. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
We've got a book launch for a glorious book. I got my hands on it yesterday. Got to flick through it. It's called Other Stages. Stations of Shit, student radio in Aotearoa, New Zealand. What a name. What a name. It's a book about the kind of history and the future of student radio in New Zealand. It's a great book. It's full of profiles of different people that work for student radio. It's full of stories of all of the different stations and their history. It's got heaps of cool old posters and old heaps of photos and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a real
it's
great
super
read.
Cool. It's
and we're
super
so we're having a launch party for it tonight. You come from 5:30, get some kai and a glass of wine.
Lovely.
And be some speeches around 6:00.
Now, I know you requested that people RSVP to that event.
Yes, if they can, but by now I'm assuming people are coming.
I will be there, obviously.
Excellent.
I'm super excited for it. But it's one of many events, really, coming up.
Well, we're just kind of coming to the end of our big calendar of in-store events, but we've got one more on Thursday. And this one's quite new for Scorpio. We do book launches all the time, but this time we're kind of doing a card game launch. There's a local designer has designed a game called, I love the title so much, it's called Ulterior Design. It's an interior design card game. But it's like sabotaging other interior designers.
Oh,
it's
I love
so good. Ulterior Design. It's the cleverest name. So Andy, who designed the game, is coming along to give us a little explanation of what designing games is like, and then there's an opportunity to play the game as well as a bunch of other games from Cheeky Parrot Games, which make lot of cool card games. Lots of the games are probably, I would say, like age 8 and up. So if you've got some kids that love board game, card games and stuff, you can come along.
That is so cool.
Play some games, buy a game, hear about designing games.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
Pretty cool. Yeah, so it's all a bit of an experiment for us, but a card game launch. I think we can do that.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I think it would be so interesting to hear about the logistics of making a game.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's just so many tiny bits and, like, how many times you have to test it and different, different ways that people think. And, yeah, it just must be fascinating. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So cool. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you're doing that. That's really fun.
Yeah,
that's
so cool. If you want to come around to that one I would like you to RSVP to. Just email rsvp@scorpiobooks.co.nz just to give us an idea of how many people want to play games.
Oh, well, Ray, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure. And it's so cool to hear what you guys are up to. And another great book pick
as well.
Have a great day.
You too.
And... you know, try get a wee, like, power napper, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, just amongst the books. I'll use one as a pillow.
Oh, yeah, although would that be that comfy?
Depends on whether it's a paperback or a hardback.
Yeah.